What's up, everybody? Welcome to episode 73 of Bedroom Drinking Podcast. I'm Dustin.
Yo, and it's Nate Dog, as always, bringing you some great podcast entertainment and news and
news? Other. Do you think people get their news from our podcast?
They could.
That'd be hilarious.
A lot of our stuff is news. It's not really news.
We talk about news.
Yeah.
Well, we're still here. The world didn't end. No one got raptured.
I guess that didn't happen. It got rescheduled again. Well, welcome back to another great episode of this show. I forget the name. Oh, Bedroom Drinking.
Yeah, we've been doing for over a year now.
Yeah. Recently, some real quick news. We started watching American Ninja Warrior, which is like pretty much became my new favorite
season,
show.
Season 9. We're finally jumping on the bandwagon.
Yeah.
The season's already over.
Yeah, season's over.
Yeah.
But it's really quickly become like a new favorite show.
It's a really fun show to watch.
Yeah. I get real into it because I'm just like, oh, people fall. And I'm like, oh, you suck. Why did you do that? You let your whole family down. And people are doing their runs for like these. They're like, oh, I want to let all these people down. But they let them down and it's really funny.
Yeah. I was saying it's like the opposite. Watching this show is kind of the opposite of watching something like American Idol or The Voice, where like the people come on and they like show like their backstories and like the hardships they've gone through and whatever. And when I'm watching a show like that, I'm like, oh, I really want this person to do well. They deserve it or something. But I'm watching American Ninja Warrior, like the like more deep and sad and whatever their backstory is, the more I want them to fall for some reason. I don't know why that is.
It's because you're a dick.
I guess so. Oh, well.
We got a drink real quick for Lars the Emo Kid move.
Lars, okay.
Yeah. Naked Man. All right. So this week's Dumbass of the Week, it's a pretty good one.
Yeah.
I stumbled across this.
Somebody sent me the video.
Yeah, in the Facebook world, I guess. But this lady is now entitled, I Don't Math Lady.
I Don't Math
Lady. I Don't Math Lady. Go ahead, talk about it.
So, what was it? It was a Dunkin' Donuts, right?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, Dunkin' Donuts or Krispy Kreme or something like that. A donut place. And this lady is going through the drive-thru. And she wants two dozen... Was it donut holes or what was it?
She wanted two dozen, donut holes, I think.
I guess she tried to order... She ordered two dozen donut holes. And the person on the other end that was taking her order said... They only come in 10 or 24 count. And then the lady in the car just, like, starts bursting out laughing. Somebody else was in the car with her, they just start laughing. Because as anyone with a brain and, like, a general knowledge of math knows, 24 is two dozen. Because one dozen is 12. 12 times 2 is 24. So 24 would be two dozen. And so they just start laughing. They're like, what the hell?
She's laughing. She goes, I'm sorry. Okay, if I can't get two dozen, I guess I'll just take 24.
And the fucking lady, like, has no idea that everyone's laughing at her because she doesn't know her numbers.
Yeah. So that's
funny.
It's a real funny one.
I'll post the video on
Facebook. It was pretty funny to watch.
It was hilarious.
But that's why she merits the glorious title of Dumbass of the Week.
Yeah.
Here on Bedroom Drinking. we do have the drink right now for What's the Theme?
What's the Theme?
Naked Man. Getting along here to our Twitter shouts. We got three. We got Holly Hood.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's up, Holly? Katie Bowes.
What up?
They tweeted us the hidden word.
Yeah.
And then we have the so famous Jimmy Evans.
So famous. You're so famous, Jimmy.
He's probably more famous than us now.
Probably.
Yeah.
We're all over the world.
I wonder if he's this active on other people's...
I don't know.
Podcast accounts, or if he just really likes ours. I don't know. We'll see. But he is continuing to be our one huge super fan.
Yeah.
So thank you, Jimmy Evans. Naked Man to all three of you. So last week we talked a segment about the whole tipping, you know, the servers and how people think that, you know, the restaurant should pay them so we wouldn't have to tip.
Yeah.
But therefore, it would still cost the food and everything else.
You still end up paying the same amount. So really, the cost of the food would go up, so yeah, it wouldn't really matter.
Probably even a little more.
It's just more like the principle that the employer should pay their employees and not the customer.
So we ran a poll. Should restaurants pay their servers more so tipping isn't required? Here are the results. Dun, dun, dun. 17% said no.
No, restaurants should not pay their servers more.
Yeah. 83% said yes. So they're in favor of the not tipping.
The yeses are a little bit of the majority.
Looks like the 83%. Yeah, I mean, it looks like, I think 83% is a little slightly higher than 17%. So
if I'm doing my math correctly.
Yeah. But sounds about right. So those are the results. So it looks like most of the country, or whoever listens to our podcast, most of our
I would not say that's representative of the country.
Majority of our listeners. I mean, maybe the world. A lot of these people might be from all over the world.
True, where tipping is different.
We are global.
I don't know. Yeah.
We are a global show. Every continent. So, we'll see. But 83% he said that no, the restaurant should... I mean, yes the restaurant should pay like regular wages. The way tipping is not required.
Yeah.
So, there you go. Looks like that's what people believe. I guess nothing's really going to happen there because that's not going to happen, really. So, at least not in our lifetime.
We don't. The world does not like change.
Yeah.
So
no one likes change.
We've been doing it this way for too long for it to be any different.
Yeah. Fantasy update.
First.
Da 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 da.
Ah! Whoa! We got a drink for Jules and James.
Jules and James.
Yeah.
All right. Naked man. Hasn't popped up on my feed yet, but
probably because I opened it before you got to it. I guess I don't know.
So. Fantasy update. Here's what's going on with the sociopathic Nate Dogs right now. Currently, I'm losing, as usual.
What else is new?
I have a very, very, very hard team to manage this year.
I'm just wondering why you didn't draft better.
I drafted the best I could with the players that were available.
I mean, we all drafted at the same time.
No, we all did not draft at the same time because most people were on auto-draft in our league. So they weren't even drafting.
Do you actually know that, though? That they were on auto-draft?
Well, it said, the thing would say auto-draft.
There was two people on auto-draft. There was
a bunch of them were in auto-draft, a bunch in a row.
You have a weird scaly thing. Are you a lizard person? It's on your shirt.
Maybe.
Ew.
I don't know what it is.
It's right there.
Oh, it's from my blood. Blood? Yeah, it's blood stains from when I had that bleeding that last time.
Oh,
yeah.
Ew. I thought it was greener, but then I looked closer. I didn't know it wasn't. Sorry.
Yeah, I mean, I have really good players. The problem is they're just, all really inconsistent, so it's hard really trying to see who's starting and who's on the bench, and it's going back and forth.
Yeah, no, that's the thing is that you have some good players, it's just that they're always on your bench.
And then when I put them in my starting...
they don't do anything.
And when I start them, they don't do anything. Yeah. And all my people that weren't doing good obviously start... It's really hard.
It's rough.
But I do have a chance of winning. I almost won last week.
You did. How much did you lose by? It wasn't a lot, right? A couple points?
Yeah, a couple points. But this week, right now, I'm currently losing 83 to 73.
But you still have two potentially high-scoring players
exactly.
to play tomorrow.
I still have Brian and Witten tomorrow, so... we'll see what happens. Hopefully he doesn't get too much higher.
Yeah.
But that's where I'm currently at.
So I'll start with our league first. The great news would be I'm looking to go 3-0 so far this season, undefeated. I'll be one of only two undefeated teams because there's only three of us, and the other two are playing each other right now.
Yeah.
So
Talk to Dad just followed us.
Talk to Dad?
Yeah.
Okay. Naked Man.
Naked Man. Try the bill.
So I'm 100%. I mean, I still have... I have one person playing now and one person left to play tomorrow, and they've got one left to play tomorrow too, but I'm already 33 ahead, so it's technically possible for him to come back and beat me, but very, very improbable, so I'm not planning for that. So, that one will be good for me, and my other league that I have not been doing so well in, I'm 1-1 in that league so far, and... This game is kind of looking to be, I don't know, it's real close. It's giving me a 76% chance of winning right now. I'm 4 points ahead. But the game is still, it's only almost the end of the second quarter. So, still a lot of game left to play. Anything could happen. I'm hopeful so that I can get my rankings up in that league a little bit. And I moved up last week. After the week one, I was in 12th place, which was last. And then after last week, I moved up to 10th place. And so I'm hoping to move up a little bit more potentially this week. So I would like for that to happen, but we'll see. I feel like this happens with both of us. There's always we leave one player on the bench that scores a crap. They have their best week ever, and it's just impossible to plan for that. So you never really know.
It's really hard. So it's I'm trying to figure out this team that I have. I don't know what's going on. I got to see what to do because this is getting crazy. Anyway, that's our fantasy update. Good luck on y'all's and the rest of the week. for your week. Hopefully y'all win or lose. I don't know.
We don't hope you lose. Unless
you're playing one of us, like, but we're not. So, you know what?
What?
I don't know. Escaped my mind.
That was weird.
I was gonna about to say something, and then as soon as I went to actually, like, you know, verbalize it, it left.
Well, your face looked like more excited about almost anything I've ever seen you say. So now I'm, like, really curious.
I do not know what it was.
Well, that's disappointing.
But we get into our main topic.
It leads into our main topic.
This segment is Trump v. NFL.
Yeah.
So if you're keeping up with what's going on and you watched any football today at all, you know what's going on with all the bullshit. Trump, I don't even know how it really started, but Trump, like, was on an Alabama, like, rally or something and was talking about players in the NFL, like, you know, kneeling during the national anthem or something like that. And he said, like, wouldn't you just like to see, like, coaches, like, fire, like, this, he said, like, son of a bitch on, like, on the air.
Yeah.
Or something like that. People were like, oh my God, the president said son of a bitch. And he's like, I was just like, all right, whatever. I mean, they're like, that's just so not presidential. And I was just like, well, Obama used to smoke. So, like,
at this point, are we really expecting anything that Trump does to be traditionally considered presidential?
Yeah. It's like, why are people so surprised when, like, he does like this? Like, it's like, this is who he is.
Like, this should just be considered typical.
Yeah. But, like, you can't believe he did this. Like, really?
It's like everything he does now, everyone is so outraged. I'm like, this is just typical for what he does. I don't know why, like,
yeah,
you know, people are expecting, I don't know. It drives me crazy.
But so he, like, he's going to, like, this little mini war with the NFL. And
but, like, there was something to do with, like, Steph Curry and the Warriors.
Yeah.
Like, coming or not coming to the White House.
Yeah.
That came first, right?
I think so.
I feel like that's what started it. And then he, because of, like, stuff that goes on with, like, Kaepernick and, like, a couple of other people in the NFL, he bashed the Wizards or the Warriors. Yeah. And then he also used that opportunity to bash people,
yeah, players
as well.
Any professional, like, athlete, I think.
Yeah.
But mainly the NFL, because that's where it's happening right now. Yeah. But the Penguins are going to the White House.
Yeah, he's fucking a fan of the Penguins, apparently, so fuck him. That was the most offensive thing I've ever seen him tweet, was how much he loves the Penguins, because they can go die in a fire. Unless you're a fan of the Penguins, we don't want fans to do that.
Like,
just
Samantha.
The team. Yeah, we like her, but she just has a bad team that she roots for.
Yeah. But yeah, so I guess the NFL, all these players, I don't know, it started this whole thing. And real quick, though, we got a drink for Nick and Vince's podcast.
Oh, Nick and Vince.
Oh, Nick and Vince. Nick and Matt.
Actually, we need to, they do a lot of our things, so we should probably...
They do a lot of what?
They, like, retweet all of our stuff and,
yeah,
whatever.
That's why so, they got a Naked Man. They just did another one. Retweeted your tweet. Yeah. Naked Man! Nick and Vince.
You said Naked Vince. I was like,
Naked Vince.
I mean, he could be naked, but I don't know.
So today, like, a bunch of people were just, like, not doing anything for the national anthem.
Today,
like, so, whole teams were kneeling.
So today they made, like, a big show of it.
Yeah.
Do you know, is this something that they're planning on doing every week, or was it just today?
I don't know.
Today was the day they're being, like, giving Trump the finger and being like, fuck you, you can't tell us what to do.
Yeah, I don't know if it's going to be a whole thing, because I'm, like, a lot of people are, like, outraged that they did this, so, like, a bunch of people were, like, boy, you know, not watching football, or, like, their ratings might be going down, or whatever, or not buying tickets.
Well, and Trump said that, the coaches need to fire anybody who's not willing to stand for the national anthem. And so then I guess some teams just decided to, nobody was going to do it. They were all going to kneel, or some of them, like the Steelers, stayed in the locker room. They didn't even come out of the field.
Well, except one did.
One guy did, yeah.
The only person on the entire team of the Pittsburgh Steelers was the only guy who came out and stood with his hand over his heart for the national anthem. So he's getting a lot of praise.
He's a former soldier, right?
Yeah, he's an Army veteran.
Yeah.
He did like 3 tours in Afghanistan, so that's what he was doing, which is good for him.
Yeah.
Screw the rest of them. But, like, yeah, like, all the Patriots were, like, kneeling. I think a couple of them were maybe standing.
Yeah, I saw there. They were, like, lined three, up, and, like, a lot of them were kneeling, and then some of them were standing, but...
But, like, a bunch of guys were doing that. So, like, the whole... A lot of America is, like, for them. A lot of America is, like, now they're pissed off because they're just, like, y'all are stupid, and it's disrespectful, and things like that. Other people are, like, well, I don't care. I'm going to watch football either way. But
it's just kind of where we are. But
yeah.
I I mean, I think there's a fucking bug, and it is...
It's right on the TV, and I can't kill it because I don't want to smash the TV.
That's scary. Yeah. But there's... I mean, I feel like it's... I think it's disrespectful to refuse to stand. Because, I mean, in my mind, it's like kind of saying, like, you don't care about, like, what the... I mean, obviously, technically, it's just a song, whatever. But it's what it represents. It represents, like, your freedom to, you know, protest and, like, do whatever... Your freedom to do whatever you want in this country. And I feel like it's kind of, like, spitting on the graves of people who...
See,
who fought to make this a free country where you're even allowed to do this. But
they have the right to do it.
They do have the right to do it. So while I think it's dumb and disrespectful, I'm not going to begrudge them their right to protest, because I would much rather they do that than go fucking, like, cause chaos in the streets like a lot of other protesters do.
Yeah.
So are you going to try to...
I'm going to try to kill this right thing. It's flying around the studio and it's freaking me out.
That's not gonna work. You're gonna have to, like,
go get
basically
it.
After it.
I'm gonna or try to open the door and get it out of here. Should or something.
Okay.
Everyone, this is happening right now.
Happening live right now. We're just gonna let more in.
No, close it.
He's not even trying to run.
Oh, dead. Dead. I got it, guys.
Alright.
Everybody, I got it.
But crisis averted.
Now I gotta find the body.
Why?
Because Dina's gonna eat it and get AIDS or something.
They don't have AIDS, that's the oysters.
They have, oh, that's the other thing, yeah.
Oh yeah, side note.
Side note.
There's, apparently oysters in the Pacific are getting herpes and dying. So that's cool to know.
How?
It's something in the water, I don't know.
Must be something in the water.
Oh. You know, she,
has AIDS.
No.
She's herpes.
No. She got sued because some people are saying that they came in and pitched that song to... Well, they say they pitched a song called Something in the Water to her and, like, her team, and they didn't want to record it. And then, like, 3 years later, they wrote a song called Something in the Water and recorded it, and they're saying that they stole it from them.
Ooh, but did they have it copyrighted?
I don't know. Everyone says that it's nonsense.
Yeah.
And so, I don't know.
Anyways, getting back to the topic. Yeah. So, yeah, I don't, like, I guess, I think it's very disrespectful in my own personal opinion. I'm a veteran, and I think it just shouldn't happen. But at the same time, like I said, they can do it. By all means, I do support their right to do it because they can. Doesn't mean I have to like it.
Right. And I feel like a lot of people don't understand that you can disagree with something that someone is doing and still believe that they have a right to do it.
Yeah.
A lot of people think that if they disagree with it, then nobody should be able to do it. And it's like, that's not the way the world works.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think, like, it makes them, like, terrible human beings unless, you know, you're Tom Brady, but...
Well, that's a whole nother issue.
Yeah. But it also is just like, man, I get it. Y'all want to, like, try to stand for... No one cares what y'all think. Like, you're just football players. Go out there and be our entertainment monkeys like you're supposed to be.
Like... Yeah, I don't... I mean, I...
If you weren't worried about all this bullcrap, maybe my players would score more points. And I would win.
Yeah. Well, I mean, in a lot of... I saw someone earlier made kind of a good point, was that for a lot of people, football is just, like, a fun game that they can watch and kind of, like, escape from their lives and whatever. Yeah. And it's just something to watch for entertainment. And all of this stuff is just making it, like, political and bringing all the, like, stupid drama from the real world into the football game that's not necessary, and it kind of ruins the experience for them.
Yeah. So we'll see if this, like, trend, I guess, continues. There was the first Major League Baseball player to do it.
First Major League Baseball player to kneel.
It started to spread. It's like a cancer. Hasn't made it to hockey yet, I don't think, but...
No, I mean, hockey's not a very American sport, though, anyway.
Yeah. But it has made it to baseball, at least so far, to one.
But I guess now, they're, like, people are supposedly boycotting the NFL.
Yeah.
We saw a thing earlier, it was, like, a list of advertisers for the NFL that we're supposed to boycott now.
Yeah.
Something.
Which is, like, stupid because it's, like, stuff that... I mean, it's, like, Visa. Like, all right, you're going to switch all your credit cards.
Stop using your,
like,
credit card. Pay cash for everything.
Hyundai, so you drive a Hyundai, I guess you're walking now.
Yeah. I don't... And I mean, again, like, people have a right to do these things.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that doesn't mean I can't think that it's dumb. I think it's all dumb.
Yeah, I think it's stupid. and all the players who are participating in it. It's just dumb. I don't think they're stupid, but I think they're just... It's just, like, if you go do something else, like... I don't know. It's hard to say, but... Because that is, like, their only pretty much platform, but...
I mean, that's where they're going to get the most attention
yeah,
for
exactly.
But...
Baller Chris followed us back.
Baller Chris, okay.
Ballery Chris.
Naked Man.
Oh, and liked by Chris Arjogno, and liked by Chris Arjogio, and liked by Chris Arjogio.
Oh, my gosh.
And Bali liked 7. So that's like, hold on.
That's like 15.
You got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7.
7 Naked Mans.
7 Naked Mans. All right. So thank you for all those Naked Mans.
Yeah. I feel like I was going
to... So this is like... I guess this will be a good poll to run for this next week.
Yeah.
You know, whether you agree or disagree with it, the whole thing. I hope it's not like... I hope it doesn't continue and just like... I just want football to be football.
It's like... I mean, I think that was a good point. Like, it kind of ruins the whole, like, experience. Yeah. Just by making it all, like, political and... I just want to be able to, like, sit and enjoy the football game and not have to hear about, like, all these people are protesting and blah, 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 blah. Like, I don't care.
I don't know.
Well, then I also saw some people saying that Trump is trying to stifle their free speech, which I can see, I guess, why they would think that.
Yeah.
Because he's saying, like, they should be suspended or fired for protesting. But I think that while they do have the freedom to protest in this way if they want to, that also doesn't mean that they're free from any consequences that stem from their protesting. So, while at this point there's enough people, football players that are doing it, to where, I mean, they can't fucking, like, fire all of them.
Yeah.
But there are, like, what's-his-face from the Cowboys said, like, if you don't stand for the National Anthem, yeah.
Yeah, he said the whole organization, like, players, coaches, everyone who's part of the Dallas Cowboys organization, Jerry Jones was like, if you participate in this, you're off the team. Like, you're...
Which is just all goes back to the whole issue of, like, no matter who you work for, you, especially if you're like when you're in public, you're representing that company.
Yeah.
Especially obviously if you're like wearing the company's name on your body.
Yeah.
You're a representative of them. And if you're doing something that they don't want representing them, then I don't see any issue with them.
Yeah, they can purchase, it's bad business at that point. It's like we were both in the fraternities. If we were going out and getting like wasted in our letters.
Yeah. We weren't even allowed to drink in our letters.
I mean, we can, but...
I think that was just when I was pledging.
Yeah, it's just when you're pledging.
Yeah,
you don't even wear letters when you're pledging. But,
well, no, it's just the pin.
Yeah.
The pledge pin.
But you're not supposed to take that off. But, I mean, yeah, if you see a guy, like, if you're in a fraternity, you're not supposed to be out, like, making a fool of yourself with your letters on.
Yeah.
Because that's... You're not showing good things of that representation of that organization or whatever. So that's why it's not allowed.
Yeah.
So it's things like that. So, I mean, yeah, technically, I don't think they're breaking anything within their contracts, but... At the same time,
I'm sure there's something in the contract that gives them room to do that. I would imagine, like, any employer contract would have something like that in there.
Yeah. But Cowboys, I don't think we have to worry about that. The Houston Texans were all standing out there.
Yeah, Texas, because, you know, Texas is amazing.
Yeah. But I'm sure the Cowboys would be the same way.
Yeah,
at least they're fired. So. But anyway, no one on the Cowboys would do like that anyways, I don't think.
Like, we don't know.
Yeah. So, that is our piece on that whole situation. We'll see what happens in the coming weeks with it going from here. We wanted to have a shorter episode today, or save some time.
Yeah.
That way we can have some long... Like, if we want to save time, we can get into more things deeper.
Later.
Things like that. Yeah. So, coming here to the close, we have the movie of the week this week. It was a great freaking film. We saw American Assassin with Dylan O'Brien.
Yes, I had to...
And Michael Keaton.
Yeah.
Or the two, like, main stars or whatever. And
Tim
Riggins was in it, which, I mean, Taylor Kitsch.
He was the bad guy. I did not like it.
He was the first role of him playing, like, the bad guy.
Yeah.
I liked it a lot.
I mean, he was a good bad guy,
but... He was a great freaking bad guy.
It was just like, dude, you're Tim Riggins. You're not supposed to be killing people like that.
He's an actor. He does what the script says. Mm-hmm. Who will hire him? It's not like the phone's ringing off the hook for his, like, casting, so...
I mean, he works pretty steadily. He's just not, like... They tried him out as, like, leading man.
And it didn't really work. Battleship
and John Carter.
Yeah, it didn't. He's not, like, a lead person.
Well, and, like, Savages, which was pretty good.
Yeah. But I think he did great in this movie. I loved him as a bad guy. I thought he was amazing. I think he's, yeah, like, I mean, he's a really good action
He has a
person.
Really good, like, intensity.
Yeah, he does. Like, his face
is real
intense.
Which lends itself to, like, a
villain
guy,
or whatever. Yeah. But, yeah, it's a great movie. I mean, essentially, this guy, you know, Dylan O'Brien plays this young guy who, you know, has, like, no training, military training. He's, like, a regular guy. And something really bad happens to his life. I'm not going to give it away. But it has to do with, like, terrorism and stuff. So he goes, like, on this, like, personal, like, starts training, like, doing MMA and training with weapons and skills, fighting, things like that. And he just wants to go, like, on this, like, vendetta against, like, terrorism.
Yeah.
And kill all these terrorist cells, like, single-handedly. And, you know, ends up getting, like, recruited by some government thing.
Yeah.
To go into this program where that's, like, their specialty. They're not, like, soldiers or anything, but they're assassins pretty much for the government or whatever, the United States. And he gets trained by... You know, Michael Keaton's like the head trainer or whatever, and it gets all complicated from there. But that's the movie, and it's a really great action-packed movie and really entertaining to
see. Yeah, it's
to
based
see.
On a book. I guess it's a series of books by Vince Flynn, I think is his name. He's dead now, but I just remember my neighbor growing up liked his books. He's written like a whole bunch of them.
Mm.
Like approximately 10 million.
Interesting. 10 Not million
really.
Books?
That's Not really, books, but he's written a lot.
Yeah.
I know.
So definitely,
but it was really good.
Yeah, definitely go watch American Assassin if you haven't yet. It is awesome.
Awesome blossom.
Yeah, awesome. That's exactly what I was going to say. But yeah, that brings us to the end of the episode this week. If you do want to contact us personally or whatever, you can follow me on Twitter, at NateRobles1, NateRobles, the number one.
I'm at Dustin Forey, DustinForee. You can follow the podcast Twitter page, at Bedroom Drinking. Like the Facebook page, Bedroom Drinking Podcast. Email us at bedroomdrinkingpodcast@gmail.com.
And then you can also... Yeah, sorry. You can also follow my music stuff on Facebook and Instagram, Nate Robles Music. You can go download my single, Best I Can, on iTunes, Spotify, all those places. I have finally reached over 1,000 plays on Spotify.
That's pretty exciting.
Yeah. Yeah, I was pretty excited about it. People, like, someone at the bar was like, "Yo, did you just play it 1,000 times yourself?" And I was like, "Actually, no, I didn't.
Actually,
I mean, yeah, I listen to my song, you know, every now and then, but I'm not like listening to it 500 times a day or something."
Yeah, that's too much.
Yeah, I don't like my voice that much, so yeah. But it's cool to be over that 1,000. It's like,
well, because if it's less than 1,000, it shows like less than 1,000 plays. Yeah. It doesn't even like track them. I mean, it does.
And
but
now
it does if it's over 1,000.
Yeah,
so that's cool.
So make that number rise and go listen to it on Spotify, or go buy it for 99 cents on iTunes.
Yeah, get more money from it that way.
Other than that, y'all, that is everything for this episode today. Like I said, we wanted to keep it a little short today, save some room for because we're about to go on vacation.
We probably have a lot to talk about.
Yeah,
I would imagine.
So we want to save room for that. Talk about all the festivities and the vacation shenanigans that we're getting into. So that will take up. That'll be like an hour long episode, probably.
No, hopefully not that long. But
yeah. Other than that, we wanted to do something here at the end before we get out of here. I wanted to do at least just for today. It's not like a normal thing. Some plugs for some podcasts.
Okay.
So Bad Christian Podcast.
Uh huh. Yeah, we talked about it a little bit last week.
Yeah, I started listening to it a little bit more. It's actually really funny. I listen to it a lot when I'm donating plasma. The guys are really funny. Definitely go listen to Bad Christian Podcast if you like comedy. It's just like these three guys, and they have guests usually.
Yeah,
and they're all like Christian guys. And
yeah,
the whole point of it, it's called Bad Christian, is because it's not like they're like terrible human beings or whatever. They're normal guys who believe in God, but they understand that we're not perfect beings.
Yeah,
and we sin daily.
Yeah. It's pretty interesting because they're two of the guys are from Emory, so which is they're still like a Christian like metal band.
Yeah.
And so a lot of they've been around for like 15 years or so, and they've toured with a ton of different bands and stuff. They've like played Warped Tour and like all kinds of stuff, Ozfest. So a lot of times they'll bring on guests like from bands that they've toured with, like Under Oath or As I Lay Dying or like some that you might have heard of, pretty bigger bands. And then also they talk a lot about like issues with like Christianity and the church and stuff, and they'll bring on like authors or like bloggers or other podcasters or like stuff to talk about that kind of stuff. So there's like a pretty wide variety of stuff that they cover. But it's pretty interesting.
And they're funny, like the way they're
funny.
It seems like they have very similar like personas like you and I have, like, as far as being on the show and on air.
Yeah. But, well, that's that podcast is like what made me want to do a podcast.
Yeah.
And it's kind of structured similar to theirs, I guess, but
I guess. It's fun. And then I haven't listened to it yet, but the Ben Shapiro show.
Yeah, I haven't heard it either, but I like Ben Shapiro. Yeah. So but if I would you like Ben Shapiro,
he's like he's a Republican.
He's a Republican, but he's not like
he's this guy. You probably see clips of him all the time. He's
he's
Orthodox Jewish guy who has like he works for Live Wire or
Daily Wire,
the Daily Wire. But he has his own podcast too. It's like he's a very political person, but he's very argues very like intelligently and non like aggressively. Like he just uses facts.
Like his debate skills are like beyond anything that I've ever seen.
Yeah,
he's very. He doesn't, because a lot of times you're watching debates and they'll, like, kind of get heated and stuff, or, like, belittle each other or whatever.
Yeah.
And, you know, like, the presidential debates that we've seen. But he's not like that at all. He very much just, like, states the facts.
Yeah.
And then, if he disagrees with you, he'll be like, I understand where you're coming from. Let me tell you why that might not be correct. And then he'll, like, spit facts and you're like, oh, shit.
Yeah. I like people. Like, people will, like, try to, like, stump him on something by, like, like they went and researched, like, memorizes, like, stuff.
Yeah.
And he goes, all right, well, this is why you're wrong.
Yeah.
Like, he just.
And he's very, always very calm about it.
Yeah, he's very, very calm. But definitely go check that out or check out some of his stuff online and the Bad Christian Podcast. Other than that, excuse me. I have a thing in my throat.
The dick?
That was inappropriate.
Yeah, definitely the most inappropriate thing ever said on this show.
Yeah. The hidden word for the end of this show today, what should it be?
Dicks. No.
No.
Something with football?
Oh, we did that. We did pigskin that one
time. Oh, that's true. We did.
Something with a movie,
something
maybe.
Something with a movie. Assassin.
Assassin, yeah. Simple's always great.
Simple.
You don't have to overcomplicate it. End of this episode, tweet us the word if you made it to the end. It is assassin. That way we get you on Twitter shouts next week. Other than that,
we need a drink for Nerds with Words.
Oh, okay.
Which, they're another one who...
Yeah, they do a lot of stuff for us. So, thanks Nerds with Words, Naked Man. Everyone have a good rest of your week. Good luck in setting your lineups for the next fantasy week. We will... be back next week with some...
another one.
Yeah.
Somewhat.
I was going to say, no, it won't be the vacation one yet, but...
No, not yet.
Not yet. But we'll get that one two weeks from now. have a good night.
Yep.
Naked Man.
Peace out.